Hey, what's up, beautiful Bellcast listeners? Welcome to another episode. I am Gio.
And I'm Bart. And have you seen the new iPhone 12 Pro Max?
Not enough. I was like getting ready this morning and feeding Tyka breakfast.
Yeah.
And then I caught a glimpse of it. So it looks like the first one, you know how it had that really thick, like, I really like
was the metal first border. One? Yeah, the metal border.
Or the second. Either the first, second, or third. I forgot which one it was.
That's one of everyone's favorites. Yes. And it has the metal border, and they're bringing that back.
I love that.
Yeah.
The only thing I don't like is the spider looking camera lens.
Now there's even more.
I only saw three. I only saw one with two, and I saw one with three.
Am I tripping?
I could have
sworn
are.
I saw someone with four of them now.
What? Wait, am I tripping?
Was there three in the front and four in the back? Damn, this sounds like the ultimate sex robot. Three holes in the front and four holes in the back.
You fucking pervert.
What?
Let me see. I got the email and I'm like, should I pre-order? I've never been that person.
That's what I was going to ask you. Do you want me to pre-order us one?
Well, I don't know how that works.
Because if you said no, I'm pre-ordering mine.
Oh, well, then it should be yes. I don't know how that works, right? Like you buy it and then you just take it into a store?
I don't know.
Look, there's only one with two and then one with three.
Oh.
Yeah, am I tripping?
Yeah, no. So I'm going to pre-order one. I need one because my phone isn't even the 11. What do we have, the 10?
Yes, we have the 10.
So we've already skipped one generation.
Which I didn't think was I didn't think it was worth the change.
What? Have you seen the photos on the 11?
I mean,
it's night and day difference if you are into photography.
But you don't care. Like, look at your photos. I do.
My photos, when I look at them.
Okay, but then you add an Instagram filter that already fucking negates the whole
know
thing.
Anything.
Instagram filter,
do you know anything about photography? Do you even know the slightest remote
I
thing about photography?
I know how to shoot in film photography. I know how to develop motherfucking photography.
Okay. Then you should
know.
I know
how to develop film. Do you know how
then
to do
you
that?
Should know.
Do you know how to
yes.
do that? No, you don't. Fuck off.
Go,
how do you do it?
Go.
That's to take it. How do you develop it though?
You go to fucking Rite Aid.
No.
Develop it, mofo.
Nope. I did it myself in a motherfucking dark loading room.
Okay, good. You're
and
good with
I was in
antiquated technology. Are you good with digital photography?
I mean, aren't we all?
No, that's what I'm saying. So
I'm
with
better
digital,
than you.
No, with digital photography,
I'm
right?
Better than you.
With digital photography, it's all about the amount of information that your camera can capture, right?
I know, but you're
uploading
it on...
Do you know what crushing the blacks is? Do you know what that is?
Yes, I do know.
Okay, so on an iPhone 10, because it captures less information when you try to edit it, it crushes the blacks. It like you're trying to change the white balance and your blue balance is changing. Everything is changing.
Yeah, but you don't even edit manually though.
Oh yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Oh yes.
How? Where do you edit? What software do you use to edit?
Lightroom, baby.
Give it to me.
No.
Where? That fucking liar.
We're in the middle of a podcast.
You fucking liar. I have Lightroom.
Good
I
for
have
you.
Multiple.
Well, it doesn't look like. It looks like you only use Instagram filters.
Well, you know what? In your face, I don't even upload that much. Neener, neener.
Good. You suck at social media.
I do. Dude, why? Why? Why do I suck so bad?
But that's
so
what
bad?
I'm saying. So like the iPhone 11, I could already clearly tell from that photography from iPhone 10. So I'm like, this is my job. I need to get the best photographer, especially the front-facing camera when I'm doing selfies.
No, you know
what? The iPhone 10 front-facing camera sucks.
You are so fucking exaggerated. Just say you want it for the sake of wanting it. Don't
want
give
it
me
for
all this
work.
Bullshit.
I want good pictures.
Don't give me all this bullshit.
I want really good pictures. I'm not trying to give you pictures.
Then get a digital camera. Why would you get a fucking phone?
Because it's more convenient.
Really
I need
pictures.
To take pictures. No, because you know that the algorithm, when you upload directly from your iPhone, the algorithm favors iPhone photography. It does not
That's
favor.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
Who
it's been
said?
Proven time and time again. Every single seminar, they go, you take a DSLR picture because it's so perfect. You lose the connection with the people. All the best performing
no,
photos
you're talking about
are
algorithm,
iPhone.
Though.
Are iPhone.
There's no
yes.
such thing with the algorithm.
Are iPhone. So
just say you want it
that,
for the sake, and I'm like,
and then
okay,
also
cool.
The
I'll support that.
The
you
new 12
front.
Max got that. What is it called? The A114 like sensor.
Here, let me look.
It has like this new processor that makes it faster. You know how glitchy my phone is because all the crazy stuff I do on Lightroom in here.
Fucking liar! You don't have shit.
How do I even know what Lightroom it is, then, buddy?
Well, because you know the Adobe software and
nah,
you're familiar with all that.
I'm
stuff.
Just smart like that. So that's why I think I'm gonna get it. And I'm going to pre-order
it.
Do you want me to leave you in the dust with the 10 or what?
No, don't leave me in the dust.
So order two of them.
I don't know where the stats are on
this. You want me to order two of them?
Yes, please.
All right, I'll order two of them.
They have a white one? That's tight.
But then again, what color do you want? Let me know right now because I'm going to order it.
You're taking orders right now?
Yes, I'm literally going to.
Let me see.
You know I hate having conversations twice. So tell me which color you're going to get, and I'm going to memorize it, and that's it. I'm not going to talk to you ever again until it comes in.
Right.
I promise.
I don't know. I got to look at it because I'm just looking at my email that came in, and I can't click around on it. It's just telling me how I can pre-order.
Okay. Well, anyways.
God damn, it's hot in here.
But then I'm also thinking, when does this stop?
When does what stop?
Am I supposed to just get the 12, the 13, the 14, the 15, the 16?
Yeah. I mean, that's what I want.
Are we like...
That's like a car.
Are we nonstop in this rat race?
I'm not. Because I'm just like, I want what's going to be more fun and look better. So that's why for me, the 11 wasn't worth it.
So you think people that get like classic cars are dumb?
Did I say that?
They purposely are going back in time to get like...
I don't think they're dumb. I think they're just a collector and they just appreciate, you know, the different phases of that build.
So what's preventing me from appreciating the 10 as much as the iPhone 24?
I don't know. You want to talk about it?
Yeah.
What's preventing you from appreciating the 10?
Well, first of all, let's start with the processor and the sensor. It's glitchy. Doesn't take in as much information.
Well, let's also keep in mind how you treat your phone. You don't maintain it.
You're throwing it everywhere. I get an oil change every 3,000 miles.
The screen's all fucked up in the front and in the back. I'm surprised your camera still works. I beat it up
in the front and the back all the time.
Not in the back.
Oh, yeah, in the back.
No, never.
Have you seen the back?
Never in the back.
It is thrashed. Toe up.
Of your phone, it is. But nothing else.
No.
Nothing else that you possess
in your
life.
That's what I'm talking about. The back of my phone. What are you talking about?
Same thing, baby. I'm talking about the same thing.
I'm talking about the back.
I'm going on a cruise with you, baby.
See, the back of this phone is jacked up.
Yeah, and that's what I was pointing out. So I'm glad you agreed that it's jacked up. You just don't take care of your shit. So my phone works a million times better than yours. And I've heard time and time again. Oh, wait. Never mind. That's not from people with 11s. I was going to say that people that use my camera, they're always like, damn, your camera phone is way better.
Why?
But they have not a lower model. Did they have a new model? I don't know, but they just really like my camera.
But what I like about the iPhone 12, there's a new one, I think, called like the Pro Max.
God damn it.
So that one is, what are you doing?
I'm going to try to pull it up so I can just call you out on shit.
Do you know how to pull it up like the real way? You freaking boomer getting stuck in the emails?
I am. No, it's because we started talking about pre-order. And I brought it up.
You're such a boomer.
I am.
So yeah, the iPhone.
Oh, this one says it's 5G speed, A14 Bionic.
That's what I'm talking about.
Bionic?
A14.
What's Bionic?
It's just a name, fancy name. It's brand new.
Pro camera system. Take a look. Okay. This thing is $629 for the phone XS Max, which is a similar size of what I'm holding right now. Holy frack.
Is that cheaper?
It sounds like it is, right? Because I remember these were like $1,000
or something. Yeah. But what they do have is that new MagSafe charging.
Oh, I love
so you don't even
looks.
Have to plug it. You just put it on.
Oh, maybe that's what they got rid of.
And you just go. Ta, ta, ta.
Maybe they got rid of the ports.
You know what the controversy is?
That they're making you buy shit?
That the charger comes separate.
You can just, I mean, we already have the chargers. I have one in my phone. I have one in my car.
But that's the controversy where people are like, you're going to sell me something that can't even charge?
Oh, I got ahead of myself.
Isn't that crazy?
Damn.
Do you think that's controversial? Cool. Imagine buying a TV without a power cord. It's like, wait, what? Doesn't my TV need to come with a power cord?
Yeah, why would they do that? Just include it in the price.
I don't know.
That's weird.
I don't know what their strategy is. That's the controversy. Double check it. You're the one with the internet. Don't rely on the person with the brains.
So the iPhone 12 Pro Max is $1,099. So it comes to be the same. Oh,
yeah. So that's the one that I would get. Because it's pretty much like a mini iPad at that point.
That Pacific blue one. Wow.
Wait, did you tell me what color you wanted? I'm still waiting.
No, I'm just looking at the specs.
What color is it?
I think I care more about the specs real quick. Do you mind? Is that okay? Can we talk about the specs?
No.
No. Okay, so one of them, the Pro Max, the biggest capacity is 512 gigabytes.
Oh, that's the same as one I have. I have the Max here right now.
Is that what it is?
I need to upload my photos into a cloud because
you need to delete your motherfucking photos.
Have you ever gotten this where you try to take a picture and go storage full? And I'm like,
never.
What?
Never. I
have to barely delete,
even
some of them.
Maxed any of my photo footage.
I'm really close to maxing.
No, I mean, you should just throw your stuff away. You need to clear shit out. Like you'll take screen grabs.
You're telling me to delete pictures of Taika? No
way. Is that what I said? No, I just said the stuff that you don't need, throw it away.
Like what?
A lot of stuff. Let me see.
No.
That's what I thought. What else is pretty cool
about it? I'm not
going
to let you go through my DMs.
Super Retina HDR display, which I absolutely love. I love all Mac screens.
Do we have Retina display here? No, huh?
Yes, we do.
Oh.
Super okay. HDR display, True Tone, Wide Color, Haptic Touch. Oh, I like that. I like when it like vibrates a little bit every time.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God, there's so much. Video recording, it records in
like 4K 60 now?
60 frames per second.
That's dope.
4K. Slow-mo. Yep. At 24 FPS frames per second, or 30 or 60. 180 HP. I mean, we have that here. 1080. Why did I say 180? 1080 P.
Because you're a boomer.
I hate you. And then optical image stabilization, which I think this already has it. And then 2x the zoom, which we don't have, I think, on this one.
We have 2x zoom.
On this one?
You know when you're like doing stories, you can hit it and it goes boosh.
Fine.
And you go toosh and goes boosh.
Quick take video, slow-mo video. We have all that. Time lapse. We have that. Night mode. We have that. Okay. What the hell changed then?
It's the better camera, the better processor.
Fine.
And it's bigger.
There's so many specs. God damn. So many specs. Oh, they still have the charging port. Built-in microphone, built-in. Oh, no, there is no charging port. No, there's none. They got rid of it.
So it's only Mac.
Wait,
it's
what's
only
a lightning connector? Is that the charging port?
Yeah, this is lightning.
Oh, then they still have that.
They still have it?
Yeah.
Maybe so you can still charge it the old school way.
Yeah. And then it makes sense that you buy it separately because it's like.
Well, hopefully it comes with at least the lightning cord. And then if you want the whole MagSafe one, then you do that separately.
Yeah. Well, wow, there's so much. I don't know what half of these things are.
Okay,
wow,
so
I don't know. I gave you so much information.
So now
holy
what color?
Crap.
So now what color do you want?
Oh my Lord. I can't believe you want to know right now.
I do, because I hate having the same conversation twice. I told you already, unless it's about jujitsu.
Gold.
Gold? Okay, I'm gonna get you a gold one.
Yeah, give me gold.
Consider
I like
done.
Gold. Done easy. So if you guys want a gold one, it'll match my laptop. Yeah, well, yeah, I don't see it as like a big deal because like look at cars. Like they don't call them anything other than the name that it is, but it's just the two, they call it by the year.
But you know, sometimes even with the cars, like when I'm trying to, so I'm in the market for a new car, right? I'm trying to get the new Tahoe. But now that we're getting our house, I'm gonna just wait till next year. But like, do you ever feel like a little bitch for wanting other things?
What do you mean?
Like, so for example, like even when I got this truck, like I was looking for, I want something with Bluetooth so I can connect music like wirelessly, right? And I'm like, why being such a little bitch? Why you can't plug your shit in? Like what the fuck? And then I'm like, and then like,
why are you so mean to yourself?
I'm not mean to myself. I'm just like,
you just called yourself a little bitch.
I feel like it, like when I want new, like, you know, like the new Tahoe, one of the biggest differences that's going to make this SUV a much smoother ride is it has outboard mounted shocks, whereas usually it's leaf springs and then the shocks are on the inside, like most trucks.
So then it did.
So it bounces a lot, but now it has independent suspension in the rear.
Oh, cool.
And it's outboard mounted shocks. So it'll be way more smooth. So now it's like four articulating wheels. So you know when we go through like speed bumps.
So your car's going like this, but it's everything's
all form like that, right? And then I'm like, why being a little bitch? Why you can't rock a little bit in your car when you're going through some bumps or some shit? Do you ever go like that?
Never. Why would I talk to myself like that? That's so mean.
Because I think it makes that person is talking to me, the person that wants it, like you're so ungrateful. Like what's wrong with what you got right now?
Where do you think you got that from? Who talked to you like that?
I don't know.
Nobody talked to you like that?
You think it came from history?
Absolutely. Absolutely. For sure. That anyone in that you like really look up to doesn't necessarily have to be your parents either or family. Like there's people that we look up to growing up.
Yeah.
You know, and we do tend to mimic their behavior or we tend to absorb, you know, things we admire about them.
I don't know. I don't think anyone's ever talked to me like that.
Who talks to themselves like that?
I don't know. Or maybe it's the other way around. Maybe it's growing up, I never had new shit. And then I started to develop this new jealousy towards people that did have new shit. And now it's coming back to bite me in the ass.
You were jealous?
I don't know.
You just said it was jealousy.
I guess so. So I grew up, the way I grew up, like our house was the nastiest in the whole block. It looked the ugliest, the most not up to date, the most not modern. It was our house was brown. It was like an ugly color, brown and like cream.
Like a deep brown? Like a brown bear brown?
Yeah, yeah. Like that brown.
Holy
and cream.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
What about the roof? What color is the roof?
Like darker brown.
Oh shit. Kaka house.
So imagine Kaka house. And then so my house had a basketball court, like the kind that's not with the pole.
Yeah, it's like on the garage or the wall.
Yeah, it's mounted to the garage. And the previous owner just painted over it. So the backboard is Kaka brown too. And then the rim is also Kaka brown. So although I'm very grateful that I got to grow up with a basketball court and I get to shoot around whenever I was bored.
All we had was a bucket in the fucking alleyway.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
So like at least I was
But we did though.
I was grateful to have that. But everyone else on my street had regular ones, either the kind you pour water in or sand in, you can move it around. Or if their dad was like really handy, they'll drill a hole and fill it with cement and put that pole in. And so I just had the nastiest shit, right? And then also when all my friends got into bikes, like in fourth and fifth grade, everyone got a name brand bike, like a Dyno or a GT or whatever. And then my parents, because they don't know those things, they just buy some cheap ass Walmart one. So maybe there's this like,
Whoa, that was a big semi truck.
Maybe there's this hidden resentment that I had growing up, looking at everyone around me, and they always had better shit than me. But me going, wait, I can still hang with you guys. Why do you need the better shit? And then now, when I can afford the better shit and I actually want the better shit, maybe it's like my past self fighting my current self. And that's the person that's calling me a little bitch.
Yeah, because I think back in the day, it worked for you. Right. Because I think, I mean, who wouldn't be envious of those things, especially if you're the odd one out? No one wants to be the odd one out. Like, we're all social creatures. So we all want to belong and be part of, you know, the whole community. So, of course, I feel like that was probably a coping mechanism for you, where like you were able to find the silver lining in things and you were just like trying to convince yourself that it wasn't that bad, where you're just like, I can still hang with these motherfuckers. Like, fuck that. I don't need the best shit. I'm still going to be tight. You know, so maybe that was a way of you not feeling left out and sad, even though you did feel sad. But now you don't need it anymore. You're balling, baby. You can get whatever the fuck you want and no one's going to judge you for it. And if they do, it's not your problem.
But then now when I'm in the car, I'm like, the fuck do you need fucking ventilated seats for, you little bitch?
And then the other side should be like, because I can, motherfucker. And then that's it.
I need more because I can motherfuckers inside of me.
Okay, well then just be like, because I work this amount, because I've put in my fucking due diligence, I've worked a fucking ton, and because I want it. Like, what's wrong with wanting things?
I don't know. Maybe it's the logical side. Then it goes, when is it going to stop? Am I going to turn? So like, you know,
you don't even have an addictive personality. So what does that matter? You're not a materialistic person either.
I think I'm controlling
it. Okay.
I think I'm controlling it.
Okay, wait up. Wait up. Let's hold up here and I'm going to introduce our sponsor real quick. So I want to say thank you to our first sponsor, BetterHelp. I love, love, love this service, because is there something that is interfering with your happiness or is preventing you from achieving your goals? And we've been talking about Bart's right now, just, you know, what he can do to understand that negative voice in his head. I think this would be amazing for you, because you can talk to a professional therapist. You can start communicating with them in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis hotline. So unfortunately, mental health still has kind of a negative connotation to it. And I love that that's changing. But I think mental health is just as important as physical health. Like, we should all be getting a physical every year, which I know we're supposed to, but a lot of us don't. And I think you should be getting a mental health
physical. I give you your physical every year and you're checking out just fine with me.
You're dumb. So yes, it's not a crisis hotline. It's not self-help. It's a professional counseling, and it's done securely online. So there is a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas. So if you're in like a rural area and you're like, damn, like the amount of, you know, help that I can get here is very limited. Well, you don't have to worry about that, because now you have globally, you know, anyone at your fingertips. So please take care of your mental health. BetterHelp is here to help you. They want you to start living your happier life today. And for everyone listening right now, make sure to take advantage of the special offer of getting 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/bail. Again, that's 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/bail. And we're back. In the 12 years we've been together and the 15 that I've known you, you've never been addicted to anything that I've seen it to be a bad addiction.
Does it have to be a bad addiction to be bad?
Even good addictions. I think the only thing that I've seen that might be an addiction, but even then you have a pretty good handle on it, because I get how it helps you, is you training. But now we've figured out that you need it, because you're someone, remember when you took that neuro scan?
Yeah.
And they told you that you're someone that wakes up with a lot of cortisol.
Yeah, I'm a high cortisol AM person.
Yeah, which means you have to move in the morning, or else you're going to feel fucking tense and frustrated, because you have all this fucking energy that you can't release anywhere.
Yeah.
So that got explained. So what are you addicted to?
Well, I control
besides
myself.
Besides my pussy, I'm just kidding.
Guilty as charged.
What are you addicted to?
I think I'm addicted to everything. And like I think if I just let myself loose, I'd probably have like 20 watches, twice as much guns as I have right now, maybe 10 times the amount of shoes that I have right now. I think there's a lot of shit that I want, but I really try to get a hold on it. You know, like once I get to a certain number, like I don't know how many shoes I have, maybe 30. I'm like, the fuck you need 30 shoes for, motherfucker? And then I'm like, you know what? You're right. You don't even wear the other shoes, you sandal wearing motherfucker. And I'm like, that's true. You know?
That's fucking funny. You sandal wear, bitch.
Yeah. And then like even with like my guns and stuff, right? Like aside from like whether they're shooting or not, like they're like pieces of art. Like the way that they're made, it's so fucking dope, right? So you know my other buddy who really loves guns, like he's obviously addicted because he buys every single new brand new gun that comes out. Like he buys it like it's our iPhones, but there's infinite companies. So imagine like he bought every new Samsung, every new iPhone, every new HP, every new Google phone. Like he's buying everything. And even when he doesn't have enough money for guns, he's still buying guns.
Yeah, that's
guns,
an
right?
addiction.
That's an addiction. But I see that and I kind of want that. But then the other person's like, motherfucker, you only go shooting once a month, you little bitch. You don't even shoot the guns you have right now. And I'm like, damn, you know, you're right.
Well, I guess like I see it a little bit differently because let's say you have a fund specifically for fun, your fun funds. You know what I mean?
No.
Like an account that's just made for you to blow it. Like that's the money that you already consider a wash, a loss.
I have that.
Okay. So if you play with that, you should be able to do whatever the fuck you want to do with it. If you want to go in your front yard and burn it, I think that should be okay and you shouldn't feel guilt-free for that.
But the person, that person that likes to call me little bitch, he's there too. He's in that account.
Yeah. So
I literally go in that account, right? Like yeah. Last year, I've been saving like a motherfucker. Actually, been 2 years. I've been wanting this Panerai watch for 2 years.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And the amount of money that I started, for me, I have this rule that I learned from a meme online. But memes are very helpful. And a lot of people have said this. Don't buy anything until you could buy two. So I've been living by that rule because that means you can truly afford it. You lose it, you break it, it doesn't destroy you. You could buy another one immediately and you don't have this crazy attachment to it. It doesn't destroy your life. I've been living by that rule ever since, I don't know, 2013, 2014. So I'm like, cool, this Panerai watch, I can easily buy two. Then I save until I could buy three, four, five, six. And then when I'm like, oh, I should go right now. And even then, I'm looking for the deal. So I'm talking to my buddy in Taiwan because I know that over there, taxes are done differently. I talk to my other buddy who has a watch broker who can get them like 15% off. I find this one site that can also get those used. And I'm like, my happy side is like, why are you even looking at used watches? You can afford it brand new, right? Yeah. And then the hater is always like, the fuck you buying that for, you little bitch? You don't even wear your other watches. So I ended up like saving, I think, seven times the amount that I need for that watch because I didn't buy it for 2 years. Meanwhile, the whole time I'm jacking off to it, I followed hashtag Panerai, hashtag, I think, PAM089, which is the serial number, hashtag PAM083, the other watch that looks kind of like that one. I fucking all these fucking hashtags of this watch so I could fucking jack off to it like every single day, not getting it. And then I end up going, you know what? I'm not being productive with this money and I invested in cryptocurrency. So like, I don't know if like, is that unhealthy that I'm like kind of like restraining myself from what I want? Or who should I be listening to? Should I be listening to the guy like, hey, you deserve it? Or should I listen to the guy like, you fucking little bitch? I bet you're going to buy that watch.
Well, I guess it depends on what your goal is, right? Like, is your goal, like, do you have like a 1 year goal? Do you have like a 5 year goal? Do you have like a 10 year goal? And then you can kind of see, you know, where it is that lies and what is that goal? Like, is it to be happy? Is it to be more fruitful? Is it to be like more security or is it to just live in the now?
I actually have that.
What is it?
So like, you know, the way that we invest, we obviously have our like life insurance policy and then we have Tyka's college fund and we even have our investment fund, right? That's super, and our retirement, that's super long-term. We got like our 30, 50 year goal down the line.
And we have our shaky, risky retirement. So, I mean, not retirement, fund.
Yeah. So we have that, right? We have that taken care of. That's cool. And then we also have our like regular savings. That's like, that's going to manage our, I don't know, 5 to 10 year type of finances, right? And then on top of that, we have our actual jobs, which is that provides our day to day, right? And then so the short term investment, that's like my checking or my personal savings. That's what I have. And that's where I started putting money in for the watch and stuff. And then the minute it started growing, the fucking hater pops out again. And I know that this is supposed to be the money that I could spend and doesn't affect a single thing. This guy pops out and he goes, oh, is that what you're going to do with that money? You fucking little bitch, you sandal wearing bitch. Why don't you put that money in the other bucket, you motherfucker? And I'm like, oh, you're right. And that's how I ended up investing that amount into my cryptocurrency. So I'm like, I might as well grow the 5 to 10 year bucket then.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't feel some sort of fulfillment, you know, from it, then like if the watch is.
And I'm also wondering like, is it the, cause maybe I don't even know this about myself, you know, like, is it the chase that I like, or is it the actual destination?
From what I see, you love the chase.
I do.
You do. You absolutely love it. Like anytime we have to buy any sort of appliances or we're getting a home or we're doing something that requires a lot of research, I see you salivating because you're like, ooh, I can't wait to start following the city. I can't wait to start following the maker and the designer and the VP and the this and their parents the and shit and the dog that they own. Like, I got to follow all that shit.
Yeah.
I think you really like that. Like, you really enjoy just going down this rabbit hole of just research. And then once...
I thought that's just called being responsible.
Nobody research... Like, a lot of people don't research the way that you research.
Isn't that called being irresponsible?
Well, it depends. Because some people don't need to follow the fucking mayor of the city because they don't care. They might just be single and they don't give a fuck about... They know that they're only going to be there a year or two and then they're going to move again. So they're like, whatever. This is just a placeholder. Like, nobody needs to know that much information.
You don't want to go like, what does this motherfucker have to say for himself?
Some people don't care.
Oh.
Because it won't affect them. Like, how would it affect them, you know? So some people don't care. And you know, because of that, they don't feel like they have to research.
Yeah.
But yeah, you definitely like the chase. But like, I feel like that voice in your head is your version of like a fucking hood Jiminy Cricket, you know?
Yeah.
Like that fool's always speaking to Pinocchio going like, are you sure you want to do that? Like, hey, wait a minute. Let's think about this. And that's cool. But you're kind of really damn harsh with yourself. I don't know if you like that. I don't know if it causes you to feel sad or not. Like, I know you're a different breed than I am. But I really try to be careful with how I talk to myself because then I start echoing those terms and that tone with myself in like every aspect of my life. And then I just start noticing that I start getting down on myself.
Do the shit that you own ever like look at you like you cheated on them?
No. If anything, like, so you got me my first like big designer bag, right? Like, you got me my first LV purse.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. And then I wanted to get one for myself just so I can like, I mean, it was like a rite of passage for me, you know? Like this little girl,
woman.
This girl that grew up in the fucking hood, didn't have any sort of guidance really.
I can respect. That's the same reason I got my Rolex.
Yeah. So yeah. I just needed to do it for myself to be like, yeah, bitch, I dropped this amount of cash and it didn't even affect my livelihood. Not even a little bit. So that felt really good.
Yeah.
But because I already had the first bag, I felt like that happiness that I got the first time, like it just, it wasn't even half of that when I got the second purse.
That's how I felt about the Porsche.
Because I like the first one already had the fulfillment and I just don't live that lifestyle. I don't care about flashy shit like that. Like, I like the status that comes with it just because I've always felt like I was subpar and I always dreamt of like being a somebody that is financially really stable and is pretty well off. Like, I really like that. That's why I think I liked business and everything I got into. But I realized that once I got what I wanted the first time, anything that came after that is, it just dwindled faster and faster. Like, the happiness that I felt just went away faster and faster and faster because that's not what I'm chasing. I think what I was chasing was trying to prove to myself that I am, you know, that I'm smart, that I'm independent, that I'm capable. And the only thing that like, that was like proof that I achieved the goals and aspirations that I had for myself was being able to afford these things. So that for me was my version of the chase. And then once I already got it the first time, anything after that was like, duh, like you already, you've achieved the status that you dreamt of when you were younger.
Yeah.
So yeah, for me, I'm more of like the chase type of person, but I don't feel that where the other ones like look at me as if I'm cheating on them.
Like, you know, I like dope shit, right? So like,
I can't tell what your sandal wearing is.
I know, but I fucking love dope shit. And, I love dope shit just for the sake of design. Like I can buy a shirt.
Yeah, it's called art collecting.
Yeah, and never buy it, right? I mean, never even wear it because it's just so cool. Or shoes that I never worn. I'm like, wow. And I just keep it there because I just liked what was created at the end, right? But like, let's say like, I scroll online and I see like these new like Ralph Lauren PJs or something. I'm like, damn, those are sick. Not that I'm even going to wear them because I sleep naked. But the minute
you sleep with underwear.
With underwear. But the minute that I start eyeing these PJs, I could already hear my motherfucking Angry Birds PJs like, oh, so you're going to look at them that way? What about me? And then now I almost feel guilty.
He really does have Angry Bird PJs.
I do. And now I feel guilty if I open the drawer and the Angry Birds right there. I kind of want to close it because I'm like,
are you serious?
Yeah, like the old stuff. Like they get mad.
Get rid of that shit. Get rid of it.
They're gonna be yelling at me from the no, city won't. Landfill.
You know what I do?
They yell at me.
So if I'm not selling my shit on Poshmark and making some of my money back,
yeah,
I just see it as like I've had my time with it and I'm like releasing this stuff back into the universe and now it's gonna make someone else happy.
Yeah.
So anything that I don't want, I don't just throw it straight into the trash. One, I try to make my money back on it, but for the most part, I just give it to my family members that want it because I'm fortunate enough where I have an abundance of, and this is mainly with clothes and shoes. I have an abundance of that and makeup. So whatever I have is still, and I give away is still pretty brand new.
Yeah.
And for them, they're just like, yeah, fucking give it to me. No one's above that, you know? And
can you help me with another problem then?
Sure. I don't even know if I helped you with the first problem.
I think you did a little bit. So my second problem, I don't know. I always flip flop on both sides. So, you know, generally I dress like pretty minimally and pretty muted, right?
Yeah.
Generally speaking. But the times I do like to go loud are shoes, right? Like I have some pretty like loud, like all red shoes mm-hmm. or like yeah, shoes, like a hint of like neon yellow or something like that. I have some pretty loud shoes. And I'm always like stuck in the middle where like I'll be in my colorful shoes face and then like my black fans will look at me and like, oh, you trying to be a fancy ass motherfucker? Like, why the fuck you wearing all that colorful ass shit for? Right?
Why don't you reply, yes, I am. Thanks for noticing.
And then, so that'll bring me to like, you know what? I should just make my entire wardrobe just like only black and white t-shirts and only like khaki pants and like dark denim jeans. Just like that, right? Like, I really respect, I don't know why I even respect. There's nothing respectable about just having a wardrobe of like monotone colors. And then every once in a while, like I'll start seeing other shoes that with a pop of color and it catches my eye again. And then I go, oh, cool. I want to have that. And then, but then again, then I'm like, why are you trying to be so fucking fancy for?
Do you consider yourself a creative person?
I think so.
Like on a daily, are you like, do you feel like if you don't get some aspect of creativity in your system daily, then you feel kind of drained?
I think I'm creative daily.
Oh, okay.
I live creativity, I think.
Okay. And your wardrobe has nothing to do with that? Like that doesn't fuel your creativity at all?
My wardrobe? No, not really.
Oh. Then, I mean, I don't know, man. Like, I think I'm just way more hippie than you are. For me, I'm like, if I have my fun funds, you know?
Because like my creativity is even like let's say I decided to walk to the bathroom backwards. I'm like, I was pretty creative today.
Okay. I see.
I don't do that normally.
I see. No, for me, if I have my fun funds and it's not affecting anything else, then I just say, why not? Like, why? Why not? Why can't I
You don't have
I
someone
have
going like, why are you being so fucking fancy, you motherfucker?
No, not at all. It's more like, that's it? You're not going to go bigger than this? I'm having someone in my head encouraging me to go crazier.
Wow.
Someone in my head going like, you never used to dress like this before. Come on, let's pump it up. Let's be a little bit more colorful right now. Yeah, I have someone doing that in my head. Wow. And I'm like, oh, you're right, Gio. This is pretty whack. And then I start going, but why do I feel like this? Am I sad inside? And then that's when I start working on myself.
That's why I don't even have color tattoos. Because I'm like, you're trying to be so, why are you trying to be so fucking fancy?
This is my first tattoo. Yeah, I'm like, it's all color.
It's like, why are you trying to be so fancy, you fancy motherfucker? And I'm like, I don't know. Maybe.
Do you judge people like that?
No. I admire, like, you know, like when people got dope shoes, I'm like, oh, those are fucking sick. You got the Jordan 1s?
Were you raised to not stand out?
I don't know if I was. I always stood out.
I know you did, but
I don't know if I was raised to not stand out.
Because maybe you could have been disciplined to the point where they kept trying to put you in this box and you're just like, maybe you're fighting like your upbringing with just who you really are.
Yeah. Like even with my truck, right? Like I'm like, it's gotta be black, all black truck.
I know you didn't ever want a black truck. Yeah. You were like, I'm too intimidating.
Yeah. And then, and then I was like, I just gotta give into it. I got into it.
Good.
And then now I'm like, man, that truck's so scary. I'm like, I need to get a white truck. I'm like, I gotta let people know I'm the good guy. Like,
but why? Why does it matter what they think about you?
Because it's so scary. I'm like, do I want to be
the... You're assuming that it's scary.
Do I want to be the dark knight rolling down the street or the white knight rolling down the street?
I think just the size of your truck is scary, but I don't think the color is scary. And I don't even know if people even care that much where they're like, obviously, there comes a scary truck.
Obviously they don't.
Right.
But it's just the conversation that I have with that guy. Like,
but don't let the conversation stop with that guy. This guy out here needs to be like, dude, they don't give a fuck about you like that. No one gives a Honestly, I know they really don't. I really try to tell myself because I just had so many of these internal fucking barriers. I'd be like, yeah. Oh, I shouldn't say that because I'm going to sound like a bitch. Or, oh my God, I shouldn't wear that because I'm going to stand out. Or like I had all these like these inner thoughts of like so many people fucking judging me.
Yeah.
So I was so unhappy because I was like so worried about what they were saying. In reality, they didn't even give a fuck that I was in the room. Like I'm not talking about friends or people that know me. I'm just talking about strangers that I had so much, not respect, but I gave them so much authority over my life.
Yeah.
When I could have walked in, bought something or walked into the room and went out. And then if some, like a cop's like, hey, what type of, like, can you name all the people that walked in and out of here? Nobody even knew that I went in there.
Yeah.
You know, like you're not that fucking important. I'm not saying just you. I'm just saying in general.
Yeah.
Like we're not that important to other people.
Yeah.
So like all these thoughts that you're thinking, like no one gives a fuck. If anything, if you can stay true to yourself and be like, yo, this is what I want because I like it. If anything, you're inspiring people because it's like, oh shit. Because we all go through the same thing.
When do you draw the line if you're a slut or not?
Well, who's deeming it a slut? Me or someone else? Because if it's someone else, I don't give a fuck.
Me?
And if...
I actually think I don't give a fuck about anyone else. And I think that's why I'm the way I am.
But it sounds like you do.
But I think that I give a fuck about this person that talks to me.
Yeah.
So the person that talks to me, I just have these conversations all the time where the person that's talking to me, like, let's say I get what I want, right? And they're like, oh, you're trying to be a fucking shoe slut? You banging like all 30 of these motherfuckers
and
in here?
And just be like, yeah, I am. They're fucking sexy.
So it's okay to be a slut?
Why not?
I don't know. You got to talk to the other guy. The other guy's
I'm trying to. Why do you think it's not okay to be a slut?
Maybe it's wasteful. Like,
then give to charity.
Like I don't wear all those shoes.
Then give to charity. And now there's a balance. Now you're giving back.
See, I'm kind of weird too, where like I'm down to give them all to charity. But then now that my closet space has all been filled, I'm kind of down to buy 30 pairs of Vans of the same ones and just fill it all up so it looks tight.
Oh, because for you, it's the aesthetic. It's not what you own.
There's that too.
There's the what too? The aesthetic?
There's that. And then the fact of knowing no one else would do dumb shit like that.
I mean, then just do it. I mean,
but then also like then there's also that time where I'm like, oh, you know what look good right now? Those shoes. And I'm like, I fucking gave it away.
So then buy new ones.
So I'm also like regretful, you know?
You don't need to be regretful. You just get new ones.
Really?
Yeah. What's wrong with that? Again, this is under the premise that all the other bases and priorities are covered.
They are covered.
Yes. So I'm not saying do it irresponsibly. I'm not saying that, like, well, am I going to pay rent or buy shoes? Like, when you're thinking it that way, and I'm not saying that you are, just in general, if you're thinking that way, then of course you need to get your fucking priorities straight because your life is fucked up.
Yeah.
But where you're at, you have so much play money. You know, like, if you really feel that bad, then donate to a charity.
Yeah. I think it's the waves too. Like, sometimes, like, when I get in my shoe wave, right, it'll be like, I'll spend $1,000 a month on shoes, maybe like 3-4 months straight, right? And then that, like, interest or that enthusiasm kind of dies down, right? And then you have your go-tos. So I started wearing my go-tos for like a week or two. And then I look at all those shoes and I'm like, the fuck did I buy all those for?
Why don't you sell them?
I don't know how to sell shoes like that.
I mean, you have me. I sell my shit all the time. I think I've even sold shit to creepy people that just want to fucking smell my essence on the fucking clothing. And I'm like, have fun.
Damn, maybe I should sell them all.
I'll even do it for you. Like, it's so easy. Like, there's so many things.
You really do it for me?
Yeah. I sell my shit all the time. Like, we're about to move.
Yeah.
And I'm not that I'm trying to downgrade anything, but I just hate bringing things with me that I don't use.
Yeah.
So I'm probably going to declutter a bunch of shit. Not your shit, but declutter a bunch of shit. And I'm just going to put it up and sell it. You don't make the amount that you want back, but then you make something back. You know, so that might remedy the guilty part of it.
Yeah.
And I also see it as like a phase. Because for me, I grew up poor. My parents were always like, I could see how much they work. I would hear the side conversations of like, oh, we can't get that right now. Let's put it on layaway or whatever. So, you know, growing up, I started putting two and two together and I'm like, oh shit, like, we don't have money. And I didn't realize that we didn't have money because my parents were so good about just handling the adult shit and not having the kids feel the effect of just whatever their struggles were. And because all of my friends and just my peers, they're all in the same social economic status that I just felt normal. I didn't know that I was poor until I left the school district that I was originally supposed to belong to. And then I started seeing middle to upper middle class people. And I'm like, oh shit, I'm poor. But because of that, I always wanted, I mean, we live in a fucking capitalist world or state, you know, where it's like everything's about materialism and like you want the best shit, the new shit, the latest shit. And I grew up that way wanting a bunch of stuff, but I always felt guilty asking for it because I already knew my parents' financial situation. So I just stayed with this want and this yearning for these materialistic things because I always wanted to belong because I felt like the odd one out all the time. Kind of like you a little bit. So when I'm buying these things now, and it's diminished significantly, but when I'm buying it now, it's kind of to like show that little kid like, yo, we got this shit. You know, like everything you wanted back then, you can have it now. And I felt like it kind of like it satisfied that craving that I had as a little kid. And maybe because you keep suppressing it, it keeps popping up for you. Whereas for me, that voice in my head is long gone because it's like, cool, now I can get whatever the fuck I want to get.
Maybe I will sell my shoes. No, because I'm like, you know, like,
and your shoes don't even stink. Like, you have like the best feet ever.
Thank you.
That's why I will never sell my shoes. Not because, like,
you don't want people to smell your feet.
Yeah, like, I grew up, my feet sweat all the time. And I only grew up with like maybe one or two different pairs of shoes.
Yeah.
And when you wear them for hours and your feet are sweaty, like they tend to smell. So I had stinky fucking shoes. So now like my shoes don't stink at all because I have multiple pairs of shoes and like I only wear them for maybe a few hours. So it's just not possible for them to smell anymore. But because I have that in my head, I'm like, I could never sell my shoes to people. Like, not that I have anything wrong. Like, I don't have any type of fungus or anything, but I'm just like, I don't want to, like, I just know what it can smell like. I don't even want to sell you some shit that might smell.
I see.
Yeah. So yeah, getting your shoes is perfect because you like, your feet are awesome.
Yeah. Cause I have a whole wall of shoes.
No, you don't have a whole wall.
No, in Monterey Park, I had a whole wall of shoes. Right. And then I literally gave,
you didn't have that many shoes.
I think I gave that whole wall to like Nadim and then I refilled my wall. And I still don't really wear it. I kept my favorites, like maybe like five of them. And I refilled that wall. And I'm like, you know what? I think I'm really just like a very bare bones. Like, just give me a pair of Vans or Cortezes. And I'm like, so why am I fronting? Maybe that's what it is. Maybe the guy that talks shit to me knows who I really am. And then there's a person that's trying to explore. And maybe the person that's talking shit to me is like, quit trying to pretend explore. Like, you know who the fuck you are.
Oh.
Maybe that's why.
Maybe. Explore that. Maybe you are.
But then sometimes I'll wear it, like, and I'm like, oh, it looks pretty cool. But then I'm like, I don't know if this is me.
Do you think maybe it's my influence on you? Because I'm so just fucking...
No, because when I used to deal drugs in high school, I had like 20 pairs of shoes.
Oh, I mean the craziness, like louder colors and stuff. Because I can't imagine you selling drugs with loud colors.
Oh, I had like...
You're a raver.
I've always had like... I always like shoes that popped. That's always been me.
What's a pop color back then for you? Like an all red shoe, still a pop?
Yeah, I would have an all red shoe. Like just any shoe or like, you know, like Nike Infrareds, the Air Max 90s, they've been around since the 90s. Like those have been...
They're not that loud.
They've been so... Oh, they're loud to me, that little infrared pop.
Yeah, they're not that loud.
They've been dope, you know?
They just have a hint of pop, but they're not loud.
Oh, fine. Well, I guess just the pop. Like I've always liked popped shoes, but then now as I get older, I'm like, I don't know. Maybe I'm like more like Steve Jobs, just wear the same shit every single day.
That's cool too. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. And we just wear like... I just wear Vans.
Ever since I've known you, that's literally who you are. You fucking wore nothing but Ghost of the Abyss shirts, remember?
Yeah.
Ghost of the Abyss and then basketball shorts.
Do you love me less if I wear that?
I don't give a fuck about the shit that's on the outside. Clearly, like, look at you. I'm just kidding.
Oh.
But I really don't give a shit about the shit that's on the outside. I don't care. I just can't be with a fucking beta man.
Yeah.
I can't be with someone that's beta. I can't be with someone that I'm more masculine than. Because I'm like, I'm feminine. But I can also be, I have... masculine energy, and if my masculine energy is greater than my partner's, then it's not gonna work. That's what I care about. I care about loyalty. I care about your passions. Like, I want you to have your passions. I want you to have your shit together. I want you to be responsible. Those are the things I care about. What you wear on your feet or on your back or on your head, I don't give a fuck. You could have braces and I don't give a fuck. You had braces, actually.
That's true. And you didn't give a fuck? You really did?
I don't give a fuck.
We used to make out all the time with my braces on.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about any of the exterior shit because that's going to change. Like, yeah, like the most attractive person is going to be old and they're going to just be an old person.
Yeah.
And that's not going to last forever. So that's not the shit that I care about. That's why these things that you're talking about, not to downplay what you're feeling, because whatever you're feeling is valid and it's rooted in something.
Some weird place. Yeah.
Like, it's really not about the shoes. It's really not about the spending of the money. It's definitely way more deeper rooted. And the more you can explore that and uncover that, I think you're going to come through a really good breakthrough. And then that's going to help a lot more things fall into place in your life. But I think just where you're starting, like, it's not, like, it's still kind of trivial, you know?
Yeah.
But I mean, the way you talk to yourself, that's pretty nuts.
Is that nuts?
I mean, to call yourself a little bitch?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that's just how you get motivated, but I can't talk to myself like that. Unless I'm like in competition mode or I'm trying to be competitive or I'm trying to, like the occasion, like I'm trying to kick someone's ass or something. You know what I mean? Like where I need to pump myself up. Yeah. Then I get there.
Yeah.
Because I'm just firing myself up.
Yeah.
But other than that, I won't say stuff like that to myself.
You think you'll help me sell my shoes then? I have pairs I haven't even worn yet. Like, I have a pair of LeBrons. I literally bought them because I thought they're dope. And I'm like, oh, cool. They're LeBrons too. I never had a pair of LeBrons. I still haven't had a pair of Jordans. And I'm like, I'll just buy it. And I bought it and they are brand new and I haven't even worn them once. I probably had them for 2 years now.
Well, and also this whole year, we've been on lockdown for like fucking, what is it? 7 months. So like, you might have worn them this year, who knows? But this, I mean, we haven't been able to go anywhere.
No, I haven't worn them this year.
No, I'm saying you might have because we've been at home all day.
But knowing me, who wears what I wear, I don't think I would have. I literally have the same go-to shorts and t-shirts that I just wear all the time. I'm like so routine that when I bought them, I think I was in explore mode, right? And then so I'm like exploring at the store. Oh, those are cool. I should expand my wardrobe, whatever. When I get home, it's the same guy that comes talk to me literally with his hands at his waist like, what the fuck did I tell you, motherfucker? You ain't going to wear this shit.
What if you prove that guy wrong? And you're like, watch, bitch. I'm going to wear him this whole month. Would that tone his ass down?
It might be hard because I'll wear it for 30 days. And like, oh, 30 days?
That's it?
Yeah. And you're like,
oh my God.
Okay, 2 months. And like, oh, you're going to wear that for 2 months? Oh, you're going to be fruity as fuck for 2, 3, 4, 5 months? You know? And I'm like, oh, shit.
What the fuck? You need to take it easy in there.
I try to.
It's just shoes. Like, a third voice can go in there and just be like, shut the fuck up, bitches. They're just fucking shoes.
I'm like, oh, you can't even handle shoes? How the fuck can you handle the bigger shit in your life?
Well, I'd be like, you're the one complaining, bitch. And now you're just going to be sitting in a corner fucking...
Well, I'm like that homeless man at the corner. Shut the fuck up when you're talking to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you need to really explore that. And then like when that voice is coming up, just be like, well, wait, why do you care so much? And ask the five whys. Remember our friend Jeremy was telling us about asking why 5 times?
Yeah, to get to the bottom of things.
Yeah, I think you should. Like all of these little things, they're taking up some space, man.
Maybe it got clowned on a lot or bullied or something, you know, like for something that I wore. And maybe like I just got really scared.
I would have bullied the fuck out of you growing up.
Really?
I wouldn't have bullied you. I was never a bully.
Yeah, but maybe I got bullied so much for what I wore that I just have like, now that I bully myself because no one's bullying me anymore.
Oh, you're going back to your emotional home.
Am I? Is that what that is?
Yeah, like that's just what you're used to. So it's comforting. Like, it's just like, that's just your emotional home. Unfortunately, it's a sad one.
Yeah.
But you need to change that.
How do I make it a happy home?
Just by understanding that this bullying is happening and then just trying to just change those thoughts and just be like, wait, why is this such a big deal? You know? And then just trying to change those thoughts into like positive ones. Like, no, that's okay. I only wore it for 30 months. Nothing's going to happen. I'm not a bitch.
Do you think it's bullying if like I bought shoes and I don't wear it that much and the other person's like, why the fuck you ain't wearing that shit?
And then just be like, because it's not important.
What about if you buy a workbench and you have a person that's like, well, you don't fucking use that workbench, you fucking pussy ass bitch motherfucker.
I never called you a pussy ass bitch.
Oh, we're talking about you? I didn't know
what
about you.
Yeah, we're definitely talking about me. Oh, I did not call you pussy ass bitch motherfucker.
What about the person that says that?
I just said, we barely had any room in our fucking Monterey Park.
Is that bullying?
Fucking, what was it? Fucking 1,300 square foot home. With only fit one car in the fucking garage you had to convert into a gym. And then you took up even more space. So I'm like, I have zero space in this garage. And you want to take up more space for your fucking workbench when you don't build shit. I probably know more about building and handyman work than you do.
Are you kidding me?
My dad owned his own fucking construction company. I was on fucking job sites with him.
Oh my God.
Yeah, right.
I was in construction.
For how long? A month? I grew up in that
like
bitch.
2 months.
Okay, yeah, shut up.
I helped build the house my mom bought.
Yeah, you did not help build it. You picked out like interior.
No, I also did that. Yes, I'm a professional interior designer. But for my summer job, I helped put up the framing and everything in the back part of the house when they're building it. I got paid $100 a day. I went to go buy pho for the construction workers. I did all that stuff.
So you just were grabbing people, you were grabbing coffee for people?
For the lunch, because I'm the bottom bitch. Of course I'm supposed to do food runs.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I never called you a pussy ass bitch, okay?
But you did say you don't even use this shit, why the fuck you have it?
Yeah.
And that voice sounds awfully similar to the other voice.
But these are just different things, all right?
Really?
And when was the last time I said that?
Probably yesterday.
Bull fucking shit. I stopped. I stopped that shit a long time ago.
I buy a legit workbench, you'd support me? A legitimate one.
Well, yeah, because we have the room. But back then, we didn't have the room.
Fine.
And no, I'm like,
I actually like this one. It's pretty cuny. It's like a perfect little workbench.
Fine. But yeah, I think you should. I think you should definitely explore just really putting that voice on check. Because that voice isn't productive at all. Like, what's the point?
Yeah, there's something in me that's like really minimalist.
That's okay.
And I actually like little things in big spaces. So I kind of want to like...
Give me an example.
I don't know. But then again, I always feel wasteful if I throw away all my clothes. But I kind of want like 3 hanging t-shirts in a big ass walk-in closet.
Have you seen Kanye West's fucking house?
That's what it looks like?
It's minimalist as fuck. There's like no... It's like... It's crazy. All he has is his own wardrobe, and they're all like white and gray shirts, and like it looks like a like a department store, but like a
Hypebeast place.
Yeah.
Because I think like honestly, like you know, I my ideal scenario would literally be like I open a drawer and there's one piece of paper. Open one drawer, there's one pen, and then like my gun safe. I open it, I get rid of all my guns. I just have my favorite rifle. And just all lights shining on.
What's keeping you from doing that?
I don't know. I think like all the purchases I've been making is kind of like you, where like showing the little kid bar, like, hey, you're not poor anymore. You've earned it. You can have whatever you want.
I see.
But then now when I go full circle, I'm like, I don't think I really want that much.
That's cool. You've leveled up.
So even like when I, you know, when I got rid of my car, like when I had two cars and I realized I was only driving one car at a time, really.
I mean, because that's physically all you can do.
Well, people like, you know, they like to drive every different car every single day. I got rid of the nicer, luxurious car. I'm like, between my Audi RS7, which is one of the...
Well, because the lease was up.
No, it wasn't yet.
Oh.
I actually bought that one. So I was like, between these two cars, I'm like, the one that's actually really me, like who I am as a person that likes to just like, you know, bulldoze and shit. I'm like, that's that guy. So I kept that guy.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Instead of the more flossier one.
That's cool. That means you're just leveling up.
Yeah.
I think that there's nothing wrong with that. For me, I like fucking play.
You do.
I like being in it. Like, I like putting on a show. Ever since I was little kid, I was always putting on like shows for my family. I liked the theatrics of it all. I liked the getting ready, and I liked the just imagination. Like, I would put fucking gum nails. I would create gum nails on my hand, or I would put pistachio and toothpaste on my fingers so that it would mimic, you know, fucking that I had acrylics on. I would always wear everyone's high heels. I was into makeup. Like, I always liked dressing up and just being, you know, putting on a show. So for me, it works because I'm like, ooh, I get to play today. What are we, who am I going to be today? And it's fun for me. I'm not a minimalist at all.
I think that's CUNY.
Thank you.
I think my goal is to be as opposite from you as possible.
Well, I think your goal should just be to be your true self, regardless of anyone in the picture.
And I think that's being opposite of you.
Oh, because what were you trying to do before?
No, because I think it'd just be CUNY. Like, if you go in our new closet, you know, yours is on this side, mine's outside.
No, you're doing it wrong.
And it looks exactly opposite. I think that's pretty CUNY.
It's CUNY, but I don't think you should do it because of the aesthetic of it all or just the irony of it. I think you should do it because it's true to who you are.
And I think it is true to who I am.
Okay, that's good. I think you should have pitched it that way. All right, baby. This was such an interesting podcast. At least for me, it was.
I told you.
Just because I've just learned so much about you. Every time we get here, I learned something so interesting about you.
Me too. I'm learning about myself. I'm weird.
That's good. I mean, that just goes to show you, right? Like, if there's some shit in your head, it's always good to talk it out. And if you can't talk it out, then it's even better to just, or not even better, but it's just as good to just put it down on paper. Just
yeah,
get it out
I
of your
I think sometimes,
dome.
Like, it takes many years for someone to, like, even get the thoughts out, you know?
Yeah. Well.
I don't know no words.
No more. You don't know shit about fuck.
That either.
Fine. All right. Well, on that note, I want to say thank you for everyone that, that tuned in today. This was such an interesting topic for me to discuss and uncover and explore with you. And I also do want to say thank you to our sponsor, BetterHelp. Just make sure that you understand that BetterHelp wants you to help you start living your happier life today. Like, take charge of that and join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health and are changing it for the positive. And for everyone listening right now, you guys are going to get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/bail. That's betterhelp.com/bail, BEAW.
And shout outs, of course, to our favorite sponsor because it's our company, BarbellBrigade.com. If you're like me and you like dressing minimalist, you just like your whites, your blacks, your grays, your olive greens, just super toned down earth tone colors, pretty much fail-proof, sick-ass designs that look good with everything, go to BarbellBrigade.com because we design every single piece to look good in the gym, on the streets, cuddling with your dog, watching TV. I literally wear the same shit every single fucking day. And everyone claps their hands at me and go, man, you look sick. Especially this guy named Virgil Abloh. So make sure you go check that out, BarbellBrigade.com.
Yep, and we just launched our Dominate Humbly collection. So don't miss out on that.
And I'm wearing the hat from there. And for your military people, I'm wearing the cover from there.
Nice. Thank you guys so much.
See you guys next time.
Bye.